It has been a tough week for a number of big American companies. Apple yesterday reported its first drop in quarterly sales in 13 years. ExxonMobil also had its credit rating downgraded for the first time since the Great Depression. And Chipotle reported a double-digit sales drop for the first quarter of the year. Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He's with us in the studio to talk about what's going on. Hi, Kurt.
Glad to be here.
And let's start with Apple. The CEO, Tim Cook, has attributed the bad quarter to the strong dollar, which would make it a little bit more difficult to sell phones, I guess, overseas, and difficult economic conditions. But he has said the future of Apple is bright. What happened here in the quarter for Apple?
Well, if you listen to some people, you get the sense that it's the beginning of the fall of the Roman Empire, but it might just be a blip for Apple. And when you're a company that big, that blip is in the billions. Analysts expected them to have $47 billion in sales this quarter. It was between 41 and 43. So, yeah, it's a miss. But this wasn't its worst quarter in 13 years. The number of iPhones it sold last quarter was actually the fourth highest quarterly total ever. So Apple just isn't growing as quickly as it was before, and that's what everybody's worried
about. Well, and that's the thing. As you become a huge company, it is harder to grow because you're already so big. The U.S. is – whenever we compare the U.S. GDP to China's GDP, they're growing a lot faster, but they're not as big.
Yeah, and Apple is big and growing, and that's why Wall Street loves them. So now it's just a question: is this a miss, or is it the beginning of a maturing company that isn't going to be able to keep up that level of growth anymore?
All right, Chipotle. I guess not so surprising that it had a bad quarter because you think about some of the issues that they have been dealing with. The news of customers getting E. coli and norovirus in recent months. But what is Chipotle trying to do to turn this around and make sure this is just one quarter and not every quarter?
Yeah, they wish they could blame it on sales in China, but they can't, right? It's a company that's now handing out coupons. It's introducing a rewards program. It's changing up the menu. And the company says it's also improving its food safety and handling practices. And so doing all that comes at a cost. And sales are way down, down nearly a third last quarter. So sales are down. Their costs of managing all of this are higher. And that's why they're posting the first loss ever for the company. And that's why the road to recovery is going to be probably very slow.
What about ExxonMobil? This is a company that has had its AAA credit rating stripped by Standard & Poor's. Oil prices have been low, but still, that's quite a move.
It's quite a move, but it just means that if you're going to lend ExxonMobil money, right now their wells are minting every barrel. They're minting a $50 bill instead of a $100 bill. So that just is going to make you think a little bit harder about lending the company money because they are in a very high-risk business where doing exploration and development in other countries, finding new oil fields, that's expensive. And so it's going to mean that it's going to cost them a little bit more to borrow money. But they're still going to get money. So there's really no big difference for the company going forward.
Is this the tale of three troubled companies or a broader problem in the economy?
This is the tale of three different reasons, really. A company where it was their fault, a company where it's just the economy, and a company that's just beholden to a global commodity market.
Kurt Nickisch, senior editor of Harvard Business Review. Thank you.
You got it.